This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. Let's talk some running now. And we head back to Australia, Melbourne to be precise. Michael Harvey joining us now. Michael, welcome. Thanks for coming back.
Thanks, Brad. It's good to be back again.
Mike, let's talk about your run. You a bit of a monster off the bike. Yes, your swim is your strong point, but we all know triathlon's a running sport, and if you can run well, it's half the battle won.
Definitely. I mean, there's the old saying, you know, the ride for show, run for dough. So, you know, unless you've got the monster bike leg, and even the case, if you have, you know, you still have to last 42 k's out the front, which can be a long way, and as you know, a lot of things can go wrong.
Yeah, and when they do go wrong on the run, they can go wrong horribly. That's the problem. But let's talk about your run. It's something you love doing, and that makes it, again, that's half the battle won. If you hate the run, even if you're good at it, it's tough. But if you love it, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. It's a trend you see in you know, swim, bike, and run. It's people, whether it, you know, there's an attitude towards it or whatever it is, but yeah, my running, I enjoy it. Probably I'd say, even though swimming, you know, my background is around that, running I do enjoy the most. It's, you know, you can do it anywhere. You can go run hills, you can run from home, you don't have to travel to go anywhere. So, it can be quite a liberating, thing to go and do, and you can see pretty interesting places going and doing it as well. So training wise, it mixes it up, quite a bit to keep things interesting.
You've been running for quite a while. There's a photo on your website of you running as a youngster, as an 8-year-old. It's been a part of your life for a long, long time, just as swimming has.
Yeah, exactly right. It's that's the thing I found. You know, I used to swim, like I said, and I'd still go to the cross country once a year and lay it down and still put out a good time, but then that would sort of be it. So.
I love it. Let's talk about, from a running perspective, some of the gains that you've been able to achieve, and one thing that you've done that you think has given you the biggest sort of gains over the years in your triathlon career.
Yeah. So running wise, it's probably been, funnily enough, even though it was, like you pointed out, one of my better legs, I learned a lot more just through the injuries, and that's the thing that a lot of people probably come across is the amount of injuries that occur and from running. And it's just obviously the nature of it being a lot more weight bearing. But for me, definitely learning to slow down to go faster. You know, a lot of people think, I have to run at this pace. And generally speaking, if you're trying to build yourself up, people have got that wrong idea, particularly when we're talking about Ironman. So yeah, definitely learning how to slow down, learning what an easy pace is for you. Sometimes that can have delusions of grandeur, like I did in my early days of, you know, my easy runs are at 4:30 pace. But you know, how many people run 4:30s in an Ironman? So unless you're sort of doing, planning on running a 2:38 or something like that, well, it's probably not going to be that easy for you, even though it might feel that way. So that's probably the biggest learning curve doing that, but also again, learning just that you need to be consistent and do the case.
Particularly around the injuries, and you talk about consistency. I mean, if you're breaking down with injury all the time, it's so difficult to stay consistent. But if you are, like you say, almost slowing down to speed up, and that does also aid with the consistency.
Oh, absolutely. And I even look at the learning I had from my first Kona or first qualifier to Kona, and I kept on getting to this point of, I'd get to about, you know, 75, 80 Ks a week, and then that would be like the breaking point. You know, the niggles would start to come, and you know, a lot of stuff around the feet and lower legs, and I sort of couldn't really figure it out. And then went back the next time around and were like, all right, let's just remove all the ego, just cut it all out and just really slow everything down. And instead of running 75, 80 Ks a week, I started running 100, 110 Ks a week. And that was just from running slower. And because I was running slower, I was building a bigger engine and the running just sort of flowed on from there. So it sounds counterintuitive and people don't like it, I think, from an ego point. They don't want to be running slower, but it's actually training your body to be more efficient using you know, the fat and the oxygen and everything that it needs in an Ironman.
And it's interesting you say that, because let's be honest, speed's not the limiting factor to running a fast Ironman marathon. We can all run faster than what our best sort of Ironman marathon times are, but it's stringing it together for a prolonged period of time, and that doesn't come from doing tons and tons of speed work necessarily.
No, that's exactly right. You know, and there's nothing, if you look at it and if you've raced it properly there, in terms of relative to yourself, there's nothing fast about an Ironman. It should be within yourself. And I think there's also a component there. If you're talking about particularly people going, looking to qualify, there's that part where you need to learn to be disciplined and to be patient and to go, all right, well, I'm hurting, but I need to be able to maintain, you know, my posture and keep things turning over and, you know, sort of keep your head about you as well.
Excellent stuff. Michael, thank you so much for your time once again here on the Cone Edge. Much appreciated. Look forward to catching up again soon and chat some nutrition.
Been great. Thanks for that, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.